This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. We've been looking forward to this interview for weeks now. We're so excited to have Dr. Jerome Corsi back with us. Dr. Corsi, of course, as you know, is an investigative reporter for WND, the author of numerous books. We have enjoyed having him on to talk about the Kennedy assassination on a couple of occasions, and also a really interesting book called Hunting Hitler, which if you're looking for an interesting book to read over the holidays, that would be another one. But this book is a fantastic one. It's called Partners in Crime, and it really explains what in the world is going on behind the scenes at the Clinton Foundation, the information you're not going to hear anywhere in the mainstream media. It is unbelievable once you understand the scam. And Dr. Jerome Corsi, great to have you back with us, sir.
Jim, it's great to be back with you. Thank you.
Hey, let me ask you to comment on this first. Are you familiar with the website Charity Navigator?
Yes, I am.
So I'm a financial guy, and one of the things I write about is charities and how to make a good decision about giving money to a charity. And one of the things that responsible people do is you go to a website like a Charity Navigator and you look at things like what is the rating, how much of the money really goes to the people that the cause is supporting, are there any financial irregularities, and on and on and on. And so they assign a star rating to these charities, and there's nothing really new about this. This has been around for a long time, the idea of rating charities, and Charity Navigator is the number one charity rating service out there. So for all these months, well, this has been going on really the last year or two. Every time I go to Charity Navigator, it says we are unable to provide any rating for the Clinton Foundation due to its business model or some strange thing like this. Then only a few weeks back, like 30 days ago, now all of a sudden they have like a perfect 4 or 5 star rating, whatever the top rating is. And this just blew my mind. I wanted you to comment on this because I don't know if in your book you were able to comment on this aspect of them all of a sudden getting this wonderful rating overnight just before the election.
Well, I've commented, and I've written also both in Partners in Crime, my book, and also on WND, where I'm a senior staff reporter, that Charity Watch has had the Clinton Foundation on a watch list because of the faulty financial reports, which I think are really completely fraudulent, and that's the basis in my book. The Clinton Foundation, I believe, is really an enormous scam, a scam against both state and federal law to enrich the Clintons, not really a charity at all. And clearly, Charity Watch has had that warning on its website now going on several years, and the political pressure undoubtedly made them change it, especially after I and others wrote about it. But I think if you look at a hard look at my book, Partners in Crime, or just simply look at the Clinton Foundation, audited foundation, state financial statements, or their IRS Form 990s, which they have to file each year with the IRS back to the 1997 when the Clinton Foundation was created solely to create the Clinton Presidential Library, I might add, you'll find the financial statements are fraudulent. And any good, competent accountant should be able to recognize the fraud, and that's the reason why A watch group like Charity Watch, when it was not politically pressured, would have a watch on the Clintons warning people that this was not a foundation to which they should give their charitable donations. It'd simply go to enrich the Clintons.
Now, for people that want to actually look this up, the Charity Navigator website is charitynavigator.org. And I'm so glad that you reminded me. It shows here they have a 4-star rating, but you're so right that just a matter of a few weeks ago, like 4 to 6 weeks ago, they were on a watch list. So this would be like, watch out for this charity. Not only have we not rated them, but they're on like our warning list. This would be like going to the Better Business Bureau website and seeing a business you're looking at. Maybe I'm going to buy a car from this car dealer. So you go to the Better Business Bureau website and it says warning. But yet nobody is reporting on this in the mainstream media. Now, one of the things I wanted to do tonight, because I've heard you on a lot of interviews and a lot of the interviewers are sort of interested in the, the Clintons and the dark side of the Clintons. And I'm interested in that too, guilty as charged. But I want to explain this to people in simple terms, because according to the Clintons, they don't take any money from this charity. So they're saying, look, we set this charity up to do all this wonderful work. Now, a lot of people have said yes, but they employ all their friends, all their, political mafia folks get jobs in the foundation. That seems to be clear. But how does Bill and Hillary actually see the money flow back to them from this charity?
Well, there's several ways. I mean, first of all, the so-called charity supports a lavish lifestyle for both Bill and Hillary. It pays 5-star hotels. It pays private aircraft travel and private, aircraft. Very expensive, and all their lifestyle needs can be paid for as expenses out of the foundation. Secondly, as I've shown, a couple of years ago, Charles Ortel, who a very top analyst in New York, came to me and said, if you really look hard at the financials, they're fraudulent, because the Clinton Foundation simply reports one sum of money they get each year, $30 million received in grants. They don't say where they came from. They don't detail exactly where they were spent, although many of the financial reports show that less than 5% was spent on charity. And if you do a detailed analysis of the financial statements over time, because first of all, the Clintons did not have IRS determination letters for years, or maybe a decade, to collect tax deferred for any other reason other than to build their library. And when you look at the financial statements and do this detailed analysis, you can see the diversion, tens of millions of dollars since 1997 simply disappear from the financial statements in what is a complicated shell game where you get these new entities formed like the Clinton Global Initiative, and sometimes they're consolidated into the Clinton Foundation financial statements. Other times they're held separate. The Clinton Foundation has received its biggest program. It comes from UnitAid, which is a tax program in Europe through the UN's World Health Organization in Geneva. Well, in no 2 years does the World Health Organization, their financial reports, coincide with the amount of money they say they gave the Clinton Foundation with the amount of money the Clinton Foundations receive. I mean, the financial statements are a disgrace, and they permit the possibility of diversion of funds, which we've demonstrated has occurred, from one financial statement to the next. And this is, I think, the kind of thing, if an ordinary group tried it, they would immediately be stopped by the IRS or the state regulators, which also have enormous, which is, holding out a charity. Misery, an Indian earthquake, a Haitian earthquake, collect all these charitable donations and you pocket the money, which is what the Clintons have done.
And when we come back from this break, I want to talk about two things with Dr. Corsi. I want to get into this kind of shady back alley office that he actually discovered that represents the Clintons' the portion of what they're doing, which I guess is the lion's share of the money, going to, you know, medical research. And also, you know, how did the Clintons get away with this? How are they not prosecuted? Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio Jim, talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com.
Yeah, I didn't hear it either.
If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with trustlink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, the book is called Partners in Crime. You've got to get it. I mean, this is, whether you're a supporter of the Clintons or not, I mean, it's just, you got to read this book. It's unbelievable. And A couple of years ago, Dr. Corsi, I got in the middle of an international Ponzi scheme that I blew the lid off of when I used Google Earth to simply go to the physical address that these people claimed to be operating at. And I found out that it was just like a building that had no sign on it. And they weren't even there because I called England, Birmingham, England, got someone on the phone in there. They admitted that it was just like a front, this address. So I did the same thing today. I go to the website for the Clinton Health Initiative, and I go to Google, and then I go to the Street View, and I confirm exactly what I heard you say on an interview that I listened to earlier today, that the Health Initiative for the Clinton Foundation is in a building that doesn't even have a sign on the door. It looks like it's like in the middle of a warehouse district. Am I looking at the right building here? I mean, how can this possibly be the headquarters of where most of the money is going for the Clinton Foundation?
Well, it's pretty remarkable, and I do make a point of it in the book, Partners in Crime, and I went and visited this office. It's in South Boston in the warehouse district, and there's no sign on the building. You go in, try to talk to the staff. They won't tell you how many people are working there or what they do, but yet this is the group that is supposed to. I talked to the guy delivering sodas and said, you know, how many people work up there? He said, oh, about 20 people work up there. I mean, you know, there's nothing in the Clinton Foundation, any of their financials, which would indicate how many people are there or what they do. This is the group that's supposed to be administering the AIDS program in, or they're buying discount drugs for, in Africa, the largest program the Clintons run, to relieve AIDS in Africa. Now, first of all, I found out the AIDS drugs they had delivered came from a company in India called Ranbaxy, R-N-B-A-X-Y, which is owned by another Clinton Foundation donor. And the drugs for years they had delivered were defective. They wouldn't have cured anybody of anything. And that's point number one. And then point number two, when you really try to take a look at what this group does, you find out that they really, you know, you don't know, there's no delivery system in Africa. There's no a verifiable way that even if they delivered good drugs to Africa, that they could have in any way distributed them to the people who had AIDS. So the whole thing appears to be a sham. And that's what I've been writing about in Partners in Crime, that the Clinton Foundation, well, it has all the glossy pictures of the Clintons in Africa and India and Haiti, you know, appearing to deliver aid and doing good. When you get into the details of the records and really examine the financials, very little money gets spent on AIDS, defective drugs in Africa, with a, you know, this kind of mysterious staff of 25 in some warehouse building in South Boston that's running the AIDS program, the biggest program the Clintons have in their financials. The whole thing is structured the way you would structure a scam to divert money and enrich the Clintons, which I've argued, you know, for many years is the real purpose of the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, right across, I'm looking at this, so right across the street, there's a machine shop, there's like there's a mobile home. I wonder if Jim Rockford's living in that mobile home there. Well, it looks like his mobile home from Malibu, from the Rockford Files. I mean, if this were, you know, anybody else but the Clintons, you would think like the FBI would be storming this building. I mean, as opulent a lifestyle as these people live with $10 million Manhattan apartments and so forth, the idea that the wing of what they're doing that represents the lion's share of their money is in this building that looks like an absolute dump. And are you allowed to just walk in there? Can you walk in and ask to speak to someone, or do they have the door locked?
I went up to the office and asked to speak to someone. They wouldn't tell me anything about it. They said didn't have any right to be there. They chased me away. They wouldn't give me any brochures. They wouldn't let me inside the office to see what was going on. I couldn't get past the receptionist. And whoever came out, you know, said they called the police if I didn't leave.
Yeah, maybe we need to go up there and, like, go through their trash. I mean, I wonder if the soda guy is still alive now that he...
there's 25 people up there. I deliver them sodas every week. I mean, you know, that's the only people in the whole building, I could get to talk to me about what this secretive group, you know, they're listed. You have, first of all, on the front of the building, on the street, there's no sign that indicates at all that this is a building that's related to the Clinton Foundation. And then when you go in the inside, you see that, you know, you have to go to the door around the corner in the alley, and then there's a buzzer. You push the buzzer. I got upstairs. When I got upstairs, they wouldn't let me inside, and they wouldn't give me the information about who worked there. And this is a group that's managing AIDS for the Clinton Foundation worldwide, and in Africa in particular, with the biggest portion, hundreds of millions of dollars, in the Clinton Foundation. It's a scam.
Well, and you've got to think, you know, being a street smart guy from Chicago, so I'm thinking here, all right, they don't want anybody to know where this is. They don't want anybody there because there's nothing to see because they're not doing anything with the money. It's like, it's obvious because, you know, the Clintons, as they are so opulent, if there's something really to see here that was going on, they'd have a big, you know, Clinton Foundation building with a glowing sign that glowed at night and so forth to get your attention. But this is clearly, don't look behind the curtain. We don't want you to see what's going on behind the curtain here. Now, what is your theory? I mean, you've been on the trail of Clintons for a long, long time. One of my theories has always been that they have enough dirt on people. And this is, you know, you hear from Dick Morris, you hear from other people that they sort of have made their stock and trade, that they've got enough dirt on enough people in powerful places that they are able to, you know, go on with these scams and no one will come after them because of, you know, the repercussions of the secrets they know. Do you buy into that, or what is your theory on how they're able to get away with all this?
Well, I think that's part of it, but also the Clintons are adept at putting, you know, their loyalists in positions of power. I mean, for instance, FBI head Comey, I've written about this, back to Whitewater. When he was in the Justice Department, he diverted the investigation and said there was nothing to look at. Comey's, worked for HSBC, was on the board of the bank. When I investigated the board was doing money laundering. Of course, Loretta Lynch was the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District in New York that did not prosecute. We had money laundering accounts where I wrote it up in WND, where the HSBC was using your Social Security number, creating a bogus account and running hundreds of millions of dollars through it in 10 days and closing the account. So there's no record of the account because it had a zero balance opening and a zero balance closing. And I called up people and said, is this your Social Security number? And found out the bank was money laundering through people who had been customers and closed their accounts. And, you know, Loretta Lynch and Comey are both tied to the Clintons.
Yeah, and that whole suspicious meeting of Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton on the tarmac there in Arizona. All right, when we come back, how does Bill Clinton's speeches, how does this money represent a quid pro quo and all of that? We're going to tie that all in, and when we come right back from the break, stay tuned.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time. Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America-made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, sometimes when we get into these stories, and by the way, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Dr. Jerome Corsi. The book is Partners in Crime. Sometimes we can get into these stories of, you know, back alleys and shadowy figures and looking at forensic accounting and all that. But, you know, maybe we just got to break this down and be really simple about this and say, let's all go back. The Clintons in 2001 left the White House. They said they were broke. They had $10 million in legal bills, and Dr. Corsi, according to one of the bullet points here from your publicist, it says that now all these years later, 15 years later, that each of the Clintons have a net worth of over $100 million. Is that right, that they each are worth over $100 million?
Yes, that's right. And, you know, you have to ask, this is why the basic charge in Partners in Crime, you have to say how the Clintons get this massive wealth. The speaking fees don't add up to $100 million, even though Bill Clinton did increase his speaking fees to $1 million when Hillary became Secretary of State. Hillary's had jobs as U.S. Senate and Secretary of State. Bill Clinton, as a former president, gets a pension. None of these permit you to get $100 million net worth. What the Clintons have had is the foundation. And the financials, which I've analyzed, which Charles Ortel, a top analyst in New York, has analyzed. You can see his work at charlesortel.com. I mean, we both agree that the Clinton Foundation is a massive criminal enterprise designed to enrich the Clintons. and they divert money from the foundation. They steal money. Very little is devoted to charity. Bill Clinton has a pass-through account in a shell corporation, WJC LLC. Well, WJC is his initials, William J. Clinton, and WJC Investments. These are two pass-through corporations, shell companies that are registered in Delaware, and they both show up in the Panama Papers, indicating that these companies are used in the offshore illegal money transfer, money laundering.
Really? So these showed up in the Panama Papers. Now, that was sort of a document dump. Did you ever get anything super specific about how much was over there and what the involvement was that they had with banking overseas?
The Panama Papers have not released the details of the transactions. All you can tell is that the WJC LLC and WJC Investments are noted. They are working with companies that are involved in the Panama Papers, which means that they do have offshore transactions. We don't know what they are. Panama Papers won't release the details of those on any of the companies involved. We also know that various of the people that the Clintons have worked with, like Frank Giustra in Canada, show up in the records of the Swiss bank accounts that have been dumped at money laundering and tax evasion. So the Clintons are involved with some very shady characters worldwide. And, I mean, who knew they had these shell companies? I also disclosed in Partners in Crime, take a look at the book, that the Clintons have many times gotten stock options from the companies of the Clinton Global Initiative. So, you know, we find this out because the people who, with these companies, these shady characters contribute to the Clinton Global Initiative, pledge money supposedly for charity, get on the stage, you know, make their resumes look sterling because they're now part of the Clinton Global Initiative, get criminally prosecuted, and we find out that Bill Clinton had stock options that were never disclosed. And, of course, like the marijuana, you know, Bill Clinton said he didn't inhale. Well, says he didn't exercise the stock options. I doubt that's true. And these are the kinds of ways two grifters, the Clintons, who have really never worked outside of government, end up each with net worth of over $100 million.
You know, I've wondered this myself when the Clintons aside, which this is an incredible example, but a lot of just run-of-the-mill senator or congressman, if you just look at their net worth before going in and when they come out, just look at the bottom line number. It's like, okay, where did you get all this money from?
Where did you get the money? Right.
Yeah, it's really that simple of a question. Now, maybe we are on to something here. Now, these Panama Papers, which I looked into that very closely because that actually connects back to that Ponzi scheme that I blew the lid off a couple of years ago. Is it possible that the WikiLeaks upcoming document dump could have anything to do with those Panama Papers? Because I remember that the release of those documents was through some anonymous source. Maybe it's somehow connected to WikiLeaks. Could there be any connection there?
I don't have any idea what Julian Assange is planning to do. I mean, I have no contact with him. I don't know. I'm as in the blind as we all are. I'm just saying with Julian Assange, if he's got something, well, then release it. Otherwise, he's going to make a fool of himself saying he's got all this documentary evidence. I think it's going to come out of the emails because that's what he released before. Now, the emails that we've seen from the Clintons make it clear that, you know, Huma Abedin, who is Hillary's aide in the State Department and in the White House, was sharing emails with the Clinton Foundation, sharing emails from the State Department, some of which I think was classified information, with officials from the Clinton Foundation, which should never have happened outside the, you know, government server to protect classified information. And this was done, I believe, to coordinate activities of the State Department so the Clintons could collect donations from people seeking favors, like Frank Giustra, who wanted to and did succeed in cornering 20% of U.S. uranium production and getting into a company he created that's now owned by the Russian Energy Corporation. And I think it's astounding and unconscionable that the Clintons participated in Clinton Foundation donations from Frank Giustra, who shows up in the Panama Papers, he shows up in the Swiss banking papers, and is clearly working offshore money laundering, tax evasions, shady corporations, and the Clintons are embracing him as a Clinton Foundation donor, and I believe getting rich, which is my main charge, not just pay to play, which I think is harder to prove, but getting rich out of the foundation, diverting money that these, you know, is given supposedly for charity. But Giustra even created a Canadian Clinton Foundation, brought in money from foreign countries, said Canadian laws prevented him from disclosing it. For a long time, the foreign donations coming into the Clinton Foundation through Canada's Clinton Foundation were hidden from the public. Took a lot of investigative work to make that public.
Now, isn't there an FBAR form that you're supposed to file if, in fact, you have a foreign bank account? And have the Clintons filed such a form if now we know that they do have offshore bank accounts? In a review of their tax returns, has anybody made an issue of whether or not they've made that disclosure as required under federal law?
I'm not aware of any foreign bank accounts that have been proven to be for the Clintons. What I am aware of is that this WJC and WJC investments show up in the Panama Papers. You just search them, and you see all the connections they've got. There's any number of Clinton-related entities that show up in the Panama Papers.
Very interesting. Now, the questions are flowing in, and we're going to take questions by phone or by email. So 877-317-6432. We only have about 10 or 12 minutes left here. 877-317-6432. If you'd like to speak to Dr. Jerome Corsi, we are live if you're listening on Sunday night. 877-317-6432. Or questions by email, jim@christianmoney.com. First question coming in to one of our great listeners in Chicago. Dr. Corsi, what happened to the money that went to Haiti, and weren't the Bushes involved in that as well?
Well, yes, the Bushes also created with the Clintons a Haiti relief fund, and there's over $2 billion, which is mostly unaccounted for.
Wow.
The Clintons, I believe, and the Haitians are accusing the Clintons of having stolen.
Yeah, I saw those protests. We'll hold it right there. Our last segment when we come back, your questions for Dr. Jerome Corsi, the book Partners in Crime, fascinating information. We'll continue talking about the Haitian fund. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
The book is Partners in Crime. If you go over to Amazon.com, it has almost a 5-star rating, which is saying a lot because I'm sure that the Clinton supporters have been over here bombing the ratings to the extent that they can. Fantastic book. Just information you're not going to get from the mainstream media. And the questions are flowing in. A lot of questions by email, jim@christianmoney.com. We only have just a few minutes left, and we have to let Dr. Corsi go shortly because he's going to be on with our friend George Norrie here later tonight. So those who listen to Coast, you'll be able to hear him later tonight with George Norrie, I believe, in the news segment. So we're looking forward to that. But 877-317-6432. If you want to jump on the phone line, 877-317-6432. Dr. Corsi, before we take more of these questions here, the $2 billion that was raised for Haiti, $2 billion with a B, and by the way, there's another hurricane coming that they say could be even worse for Haiti. Do you think the Clintons will be back there to re-up? It's been enough years. We need to go back there and get another $2 billion.
It's going to be really interesting, and first of all, I hope the hurricane does not hit Haiti. The Haitian people have suffered tremendously, and you know, after the billions of dollars that went into Haiti for relief, which the Clintons, I think, stole a great deal of, Haiti looks like it did the day the earthquake hit in 2010. I think you'll see if this hurricane does hit Haiti, I think the Haiti people are going to say, keep the Clintons out. I think it's going to be very embarrassing to the Clintons because I don't think the Haitians, by and large, hate the Clintons and are actively protesting the Clinton Foundation. Even in front of the Clinton Foundation, the drive-by media just won't pick it up.
Yeah, the optics would be very interesting. God forbid if something like that did happen again, it might raise the question. The media might have to ask the Clintons, well, what happened to the money from the last time?
Exactly.
You know,
why do the Haitian people not want you back in there if you did?
Yeah, exactly.
Job.
If you really did raise $2 billion and give them the money, why don't they want you back? All right, so here we go. Let's go to Jacksonville, Florida here. They're asking about money for Chelsea Clinton. They're asking, how does Chelsea Clinton profit from all this? We know that Chelsea operates the outpatient facility for Hillary to hide in when she's passing out in New York City, the $10 million apartment that she has in Manhattan.
Right.
Where does Chelsea fit into this whole web that has been woven by the Clintons?
Well, Chelsea, first of all, got a six-figure job from Morgan Stanley. Of course, the Indian who was heading Morgan Stanley is now in federal prison. It was a big Clinton Foundation donor. And Hillary, I believe, is now actually managing the Clinton Foundation with another, I don't know, was she making $900,000 a year to manage it, plus her expenses and all the travel and everything else. I mean, the Clintons have found a way to really live high on the hog out of this foundation. And people contributing to the foundation can, as I point out in my book, you know, demand the states investigate criminally whether or not the money has been diverted to the Clintons. The financial reports show that on a great number of the programs the Clintons run, less than 5% actually gets to the charity. 95% gets to the Clintons and their friends.
Yeah, that to me is such a huge point here, and the fact that Charity Navigator has upped them to a 4-star, like, immediately. I mean, normally you would think, okay, you're on the watch list, you can't get a rating, that maybe you go to 2 stars, and then you can maybe work up to 3 stars over time. But to immediately, just before the election, go from the watch list and no rating to a 4-star, something just weird about that whole deal. All right, Dallas, Texas wants to know, what if Hillary becomes president? Can she just pardon herself and Bill and everyone involved? And they also ask, can they get even more money then if she's in the White House?
Well, conceivably, I guess Hillary could pardon herself, although it would be unprecedented. I think if Trump gets in, he could continue the investigation and open a new criminal case against the Clintons and the foundation, which he should do. Bill Clinton went to $1 million. I point out this would be the greatest scam. When Hillary was Secretary of State, was he going to charge $5 million for a speech when Hillary's president? I mean, they sold the Lincoln bedroom when they were the Clinton president. What's the Clinton bedroom going to cost now?
Yeah.
You know, Clinton Foundation has
any
way.
You won't find it on Airbnb for $69.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't think so. The Clinton Foundation is going to, if it's allowed to continue going, will just ramp up. It'll be a grifter's dream come true that, you know, the Clintons are now president and they can continue playing on misery. Whatever earthquake or other disaster occurs anywhere in the world, they can go there, take photos of themselves with the victims, and then raise money, and the money never gets to help the victims. But the Clintons, you know, go from $100 million each in net worth to $1 billion each in net worth.
Yeah, so it sounds like the Clintons have a lot more on the line here than a political legacy. If Hillary does not win, this investigation would continue. You'd have a change of command in the Justice Department, and lots of other things could happen. So she's probably playing more for that than she is even to become president. We go to Chicago again, and they want to know, they read the Peter Schweitzer book, Clinton Cash. They want to know, is there any differences between what you're alleging and what Schweitzer is alleging in these two different books that appear to both go after the foundation?
Yes, and Peter and I were both on a Judicial Watch panel, which has been archived on YouTube last week. You can see it. Peter on Clinton Cash is going after pay-to-play. In other words, people contributed to the foundation to get a policy decision made, and it's hard to prove, because you don't have the proof that the policy decision would not have been made had the money not been paid to the foundation. I'm saying in my book, well, I completely support Peter, and I think he's right. I think the Clintons have destroyed the evidence and hidden the evidence, including in the emails, of the pay-to-play. I'm saying the crime of enormous, which is enriching yourself through a foundation, can be proved the same way Al Capone got sent to prison, and that is tax evasion and the analysis of the audited financial statements of the IRS tax form 990s filed each year by the Clinton Foundation are more than enough to criminally convict them if honestly evaluated of having diverted money from the foundation's charitable purposes to enrich themselves. So I have a very different angle, and an important angle, other than Peter Schweitzer, although I strongly support Peter's work and agree with it.
So what you're talking about is not maybe that they're receiving actual money, which they could be, but even just, for example, you know, benefiting by having the foundation pay for you to have a private plane that you can use, or
paying
for you to take trips or hotels and charging
or
it all to the foundation.
Money.
That would be like tax evasion, because all of that should be declared as income.
And it should not have been stolen from people who gave it to the charity for going to relief of Haiti earthquake victims or India earthquake victims. I'm saying that, you know, yes, the Clintons may have taken money from people that wanted the uranium decision made in the State Department, like Frank Giustra did. It's hard to prove, because you have to prove that they made the decision to give the uranium to Russia because Giustra paid them. I'm saying it's much simpler to prove that they diverted a lot of Giustra's money to their own $100 million net worth by fraudulent financial statements and a lavish lifestyle which was paid for by the foundation with very little money going to charity. That's the crime of annulment. And my book looks at each of the scams that Peter Schweitzer looks at, but from the angle of annulment, where Peter Schweitzer is looking at the Haiti scam and the India scam from the perspective of pay to play. And I agree with Peter, but I think my analysis gives you a way to prove a crime of diverting money from charitable purpose for personal financial gain, which, like in the Al Capone case, will be easier to prove.
It sounds like there's enough crimes to go around here for multiple books to
yes,
be
I
written.
Agree.
So,
I agree.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, Dr. Corsi, it's been great having you. Fantastic interview. In our final 40 seconds here, tell us how we can get the book, the website, anything you have upcoming, another book coming soon. Tell us what's happening in your world.
Well, Partners in Crime is, of course, available on WND in the Superstore. I'm a senior staff reporter on WND, WorldNet Daily, WND.com. Partners in Crime, look up my name, Corsi, C-O-R-S-I, is on Amazon.com. It's on BarnesandNoble.com. You can get it on the Internet, and it's in bookstores. My next book, which I'm going to be promoting, is a little parody book, a little cartoon book called Good Night America. Take a look. It's like a lullaby. I even did a recording of it, which is on YouTube.
Wow, that's something different for you.
Good night, Obama. Say goodbye to him as he's leaving the White House.
All right, Dr. Corsi, thank you so much for being with us. Fantastic information. Get the book, Partners in Crime, folks. All right, we'll be back next week. If it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live.
All right, Jim, you're clear. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.